From Ocean Colony to Frenchman's Creek, from Cañada Cove to Casa del Mar, serving all of Half Moon Bay, this is AM 1710 and the Neighborhood News Report.
Those magnificent men in their flying machine, they go up to the above, they go down to the above.
Some listeners will remember the 1965 British comedy Those Magnificent Men in Their Flying Machines, a film that depicted the start of aviation when the public was totally fascinated by airplanes. They were then called flying machines and enamored with the men who flew them. Although most of the public take flying in commercial aircraft for granted, as we gaze down upon the earth from 30,000 feet up, we are still fascinated by the planes we see flying the skies over Half Moon Bay and intrigued by the people who fly them. If you have lived on the coastside for long, you have probably seen what looks like a red-colored Russian World War II fighter plane in the sky above. If you have wondered about the plane and its pilot, wonder no more. His name is Eddie Andrini. He grew up on the coastside, started a business, and from the get-go had a love affair with those flying machines. But we get ahead of ourselves. Mr. Andrini relates the story in his own words.
I grew up right here in Half Moon Bay. Went to school here and everything, all in Half Moon Bay. And then we went in business. I worked for a construction company in the late 50s. And then for a few years. And then we finally started our own business. And we started about 1959. It was just a lot of hard work. We were very persistent about, you know, doing a good job. When you grow up in a town like Half Moon Bay, like we did, you have to do things, you have to do them all right and think about the people because it's your town.
Well, the business is what keeps bread on the table, as
Absolutely.
They say. Tell me about when airplanes became a passion for you. How did you ever get involved with flying airplanes?
Well, I think that's quite a unique question because actually, when I was in high school, I wanted to fly. And my folks were from the old country, so they didn't think too much of it. They just thought about hard work and trying to make just something out of hard work. Great thing about my father that when we worked, he made us work on the weekends and night after school where other kids were playing. Sometimes it was kind of hard. But one thing he did do, he did pay us. You know, we worked and he paid us. He gave us money for what we were doing, and I think that was just a great education. When I was a junior in high school, before I had a driver's license, I bought a 1949 Ford from Grinnell & Cook. I had money to buy it. I walk in with my dad because he knew Grinnell & Cook. So I said, Dad, he's got a 49 Ford. Let's go. He'll go look. And he goes, look. And he goes, oh, it's nice, Eddie. He says, you know, it's easy to buy, but it's hard to keep. You know, he said. So to make a long story short, I proceeded with the car. And before I had a driver's license, I painted it, you know, had it painted right there at the shop with that lacquer, like 14 coats of lacquer. It was gorgeous. And then didn't have a driver's license yet. I was too young. But I took the car home in my folks' garage, and I poured it and relieved it. And I don't know if you know what I mean, but that was a process he used to do to get more horsepower to cars. And I changed the heads on it and the manifold on it. And I had a really nice car when I got my driver's license. And I was a very good tractor driver. There was some people here. There's this Erica nursery up here, and the name was Zappatini, and he had bought a brand new TD9. He was good friends with my father, and he knew that I drove the tractor and the ranch and everything. So he bought this TD9 bulldozer, brand new, from Grinnell & Cook across the street. Bought a ranch up here in town, up Frenchman's Creek, and wanted to make some roads, which today you could never do. Proceeded in buying this tractor, and he received it. And I remember coming down here, boy, with Grinnell's and looking at this thing. What a neat tractor. And at that time, it was, you know, like a D4, probably. It was a TD9 International. And I thought it was the biggest and best tractor I'd ever seen. On the summer vacation, I would work every day for him. And on weekends, during school, he would come and pick me up on Saturday morning, and I'd have my lunch, and I'd go to work, drive this big bulldozer all day long, and I made roads for him that are still there today. And I was good at it. I was like 14, 15 years old. Today, you wouldn't even think about sending a kid out there to drive a tractor on a hill making roads. But You know, that's the way it was. And so I made money. And then, believe it or not, in high school, I bought myself an airplane, too. I bought an L-2 Tatercraft, which was looks like a Piper Cub.
How old were you when you bought the airplane?
Oh, I was maybe 17.
Do you remember in your mind what you were thinking when all of a sudden you thought, I'll buy an airplane?
Well, I thought, I thought about it a lot, you know. And then, so this one, I didn't ask my dad because he didn't like airplanes, you know. So I proceeded in buying the airplane. And actually, there was another younger guy that I had bought it with. So then I got to the point, because I had really taken a couple lessons out of at the flight school. It was interesting about that you know, you had to have a parent's consent under 18 and a half. I got my student's permit that needed to be signed. And so I went to my dad. I said, could you sign this form for me? He said, yeah, what's it for? He says, is it for school? And I said, yeah. So I kind of let it that. And so he kind of didn't read it. He kind of looked at it and signed it. And he found out later, he was mad, you know. But my dad was really a nice person. Then I bought that airplane a few months later.
Now, do you remember the very first time that you ever got in the cockpit of that plane and actually took off? And how did you feel? What went through your mind?
Absolutely. I had soloed already. I had soloed at that point. I still remember, absolutely. Sitting right here now, it was frightening. That's what it was, you know? I still remember, very vividly remember that. It's quite a satisfaction.
Well, most people know you, or at least see you, even if they don't know it's you, in the skies over Half Moon Bay in that red Russian 1944 Yak plane. When did that come into your life?
Well, that came on a lot later. I've had maybe 10 airplanes or more with partnerships with them, but I've had many airplanes, you know, because like I said, way back in school, I had that airplane only maybe for about a year or so, then sold it, and then and bought another one, and I ran some airplanes. And in the meantime, I got more experience. Things evolved from one another, but my fourth or fifth airplane that I bought was an ex-military trainer. It was called a BT-13, World War II trainer. After I started flying about 1962, I did my first air show. The first one I got asked to go to, it was up in Pope Valley. And I was so excited about that, you know. And from there, you know, I just started doing shows. Then through the 70s, I started doing a lot of shows. Mid-90s, I had a friend of mine that was importing these Yak aerobatic airplanes. So then we start talking about the fact is that these Yaks are really nice airplanes. And this one particular late model one was called a Yak 9. They started with Yak 1 series. And in fact, the Russian women were really known. They were even aces, and you don't hear much about it. It's really interesting. That's another completely interesting thing. But anyhow, so we start talking about, and he was importing these other aerobatic ones like I had. So he's over there, and he finds out that they're still capable of building the World War II fighters. They had all the jigs and the forms and stuff to make a fighter. They don't throw stuff away. Everything was there. So to where he went over and made a deal, called me one night at 1 o'clock in the morning, and says, Eddie, we're set up to do it. He says, do you want the first fighter? And I says, absolutely.
Now, of all the planes that you've owned and flown, do you have a special love for the Yak 9? How does that rate with the other planes?
It's a tough question, because if you like airplanes and you understand them, and they're all different, they all have a personality and they're all different. So, and I get that asked a lot. So which one do you like? My favorite probably has been the Sturman, the biplane, because it was a World War II based primary trainer, very durable, very strong. I am the only guy in the United States right now in a plane that size that does an inverted ribbon cut. So, but they're very good airplanes. Which one do I like? I like them all.
Look at this. There was a recent article in the Half Moon Bay Review talking about another plane that you've added to your stable. Tell us a little bit about that.
That's a P-51, and I wasn't really intending to get one and restore it, but it just happened that way. We restored it back to the original configuration of the airplane, and it's a very historical type of airplane. I've been flying it now for the last month or so.
Are they fast planes?
They're very fast. They're like the Yak, probably even faster if you start pouring a lot of power. Plane has a history that it went in 1945 was built, was one of the last ones, and they went to England, they went to Europe. The war was coming to an end, so this airplane, it never got assigned to a squadron. A few months later, it was back in the States with Air Guard unit in the back east.
Do you have children?
Yeah, I have two boys.
Have they expressed or shown an interest in aviation at all?
Yeah, my one boy, he flies, and he has one of the yaks, and he flies everything, and he's but he doesn't do what I do, you know, because this is a very personal thing. But he does fly. He flies everything. He's very good, and the other boy likes motorcycles.
Well, we appreciate you coming in and visiting with us and getting to know you a little bit more. And we'll keep our eyes up in the sky looking for that Yak 9.
Yeah, absolutely. And the new 51, which is a very iconic airplane. And I recommend if anybody wants to come out and look at it, we would love to have them come out at the hangar. So this all they have to do is give me a call. And there's nothing more that I would enjoy is taking people out and show.
Speaking of calls, do you want to give a number they can reach you at?
They can call me on my cell, 650-280-3845. Okay, and we always, you know, try to get even kids, you know, third grade or so, and we get them out, a group of them out there to show them the airplane, and they enjoy it very much. And it's something that surprisingly, and probably the most enjoyment I get is people from young to the old. That the older ones have probably been in the military or something, and they can relate to it. Or people that just know aviation, but just have never had the opportunity. Or little kids, you know. I don't know how many I've taken young people up for a ride, and next thing you know, a few years later, here comes this guy flying an F-18, walk through. Hey, Eddie, remember when you gave me a ride? You know, so I think that's a satisfaction. My satisfaction to this is that I feel that I'm, my contribution is to be able to do something like this, that I've done something and inspired somebody.
The story of Eddie Andrini and his love affair with flying machines. If you would like to see those planes he talked about close up, give him a call, 280-3845, or call the radio station and we will put you in touch with him. Eddie Andrini, truly one of those magnificent men in their flying machines. When the neighborhood news report continues, things are getting hot down at the firehouse.
This is your AM 1710 coffee break, brought to you by Outland Java Company, your local organic coffee roaster. It's time once again to open the Outland Java mailbag. This week, we have a letter from Lisa asking, should I freeze my coffee beans? Well, this is the most common question I get up at the factory. The answer is absolutely no. See, the reason is that freezing will change the chemical structure of the coffee. It'll crystallize the oils, and they'll go rancid. So whatever you've heard, you do not freeze them. You want to buy in small quantities, more frequently, and keep it fresh. Outland Java roasts only certified organic coffee beans. Our coffee is available in town at markets, cafes, restaurants, or you can buy your beans directly from the roaster. Call 728-2300 for hours and directions. That's 728-2300. This has been your AM 1710 coffee break, brought to you by Outland Java Company, your local organic coffee roaster.
This is Assistant Fire Chief Paul Cole, and you're listening to Neighborhood Radio, AM 1710, where the news and information is always hot.
More for less. More for less. More for less. Advertising executives for years have touted the knowledge that if you say a telephone number three times, the listener will remember it. Well, one does not normally phone a gas station, so I will say the name three times. More for less. More for less. More for less. And that is the gas station on the corner of Highway 1 and Kelly Avenue in Half Moon Bay. You've heard me chat to you about this good value petrol station for weeks now, so I wager you have at least dropped by there for good service, tasty snacks, beverages, and good down-to-earth coffee at least once, twice, or even three times by now. And manager Mike Bryant and AM 1710 thank you for doing that. And needless to say, we ask you to continue purchasing your fuel from this neighborhood gas station. And what one is that? It's More for Less. More for Less. More for Less. In Half Moon Bay.
The Coastside Fire Protection District Board of Directors are continuing to stir community controversy. First, it was a desire by three of the board members to look into the possibility of not renewing the current CAL FIRE contract and perhaps reverting to a standalone fire department. Now, the directors have been accused of violating open meeting laws by having a closed-door meeting, allegedly to discuss labor negotiations. However, the district does not have any employees, and the general counsel for the California Newspaper Publishers Association says the board has interpreted the definition of employee so broadly, it has in turn violated the state constitution. Board President Doug McIntosh defended the closed session by saying they were relying on their attorney to give proper direction and that, in fact, two lawyers were at the meeting monitoring what was said and done. And according to an opinion piece in the Review, Moss Beach resident Mike Gaines complains that the board is spending large amounts of taxpayer dollars looking into whether it makes sense to dump CAL FIRE and return to a standalone fire department. We will continue to monitor this story. With an uptick in crime, a concern of many community residents, a drug raid netting over $1 million in marijuana, along with a catch of firearms, is doing nothing to alleviate those concerns. More than 1,500 marijuana plants were seized at a warehouse in the Princeton Harbor area. The daytime drug raid by the San Mateo County Narcotics Task Force resulted in the arrest of a 37-year-old Half Moon Bay man. When it comes to the weather, a dartboard seems about as accurate as all of that fancy tech gadgets the National Weather Service has. Case in point, the weather forecaster said we were going to get high winds and rain on the coast. A few sprinkles at best, and no high winds. In fact, we could use a good shower or two. With this backdrop, forecasters are looking at February and March windows that might trigger waves that would merit this year's Mavericks contest, something called the Madden-Julian oscillation. A weather phenomenon that helps generate waves is entering an active phase, according to a local wave watcher. If so, this could trigger storms and winds that could create the massive waves that bring surfers from all over the world to this exciting event. And just so you know, the possible dates for the contest could be February 20th through the 29th and March 2nd through March the 10th. And this reminder, you can always find out the latest weather conditions by going to the Neighborhood Radio website at neighborhoodradio.info and clicking on real-time weather for the latest in rain totals and wind conditions. And now, Community Bulletin Board.
Neighborhood Radio presents Community Bulletin Board, the place to hear current news and information concerning our nonprofit groups and organizations on the coastside.
The group known as Harper's Hall will be giving a benefit concert on behalf of South Coast Children's Services. The Harper's Hall Ensemble consists of 12 to 25 harpers playing together on all sizes and makes of folk harps. The concert will take place at the Pescadero Community Church at 363 Stage Road in Pescadero on Saturday, February 18th, between 3 and 4:30 p.m. For more information, visit www.southcoastchildren.org. The Coastside Land Trust announces its Midwinter Art Show running from February 12th through April 27th. The show features 20 artists reflecting the mission of the Coastside Land Trust. On February 12th, as part of the SOMA Heart Walk that features galleries at the south end of Main Street, the art gallery will be open 2 to 5 p.m. There will be light refreshments and a raffle. Please call 726-5056 for additional information. 726-5056. The second annual dinner, dance, and auction fundraiser of the NDU Foundation will be held on Friday, March 9th at the Elks Lodge in San Mateo. The NU Foundation is committed to enriching the lives of individuals with developmental disabilities and to organizations that support these individuals. This St. Patrick's Day-themed event will kick off with no-host cocktails at 6 p.m. and dinner at 7 p.m. For additional information, including tickets, phone 349-9879. That's 349-9879. Or visit the ENDU Foundation website at www.endue.org. For Community Bulletin Board, this is Stacy Trevenin.
To have your nonprofit's event announcement broadcast free on the radio, email us at news@neighborhoodradio.info or call us at 453-4000.
Thank you for joining us for another edition of the Neighborhood News Report. I'm Jim Henderson.
And now, the AM 1710 Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer.
This week, the Time Machine stops in the year 1973. This is a year where inflation has a significant impact on people's lives around the world. In the United States, it is slightly over 6%. In England, it's about 8.5%. This causes problems in every aspect of people's lives, from the price of gas, goods, and the cost of living in general. The two big stories in America is Roe versus Wade ruling on abortion as a right, and the start of the Watergate hearings in the United States Senate. The cost of living in 1973, although going up at the same time, it's something to reflect on with envy now. Monthly rent, $175. A dozen eggs, 45 cents. A new AMC Javelin is $2,900. And gas for the tank is 40 cents a gallon. Although you can bet it was much higher here in the Bay Area. In other news, the Skylab, first space station for the United States, is launched. The Concorde cuts flying time across the Atlantic in half with speeds of 964 miles per hour. And the Sears Tower in Chicago opens. In popular culture, there's a whole slew of great films. The Sting, American Graffiti, Live and Let Die, and Jesus Christ Superstar. On the TV screens, it's Columbo, Masterpiece Theater, MASH, The Bob Newhart Show, and The Waltons. Two of the number one hits from that year coming up. And in local history, from the archives of the Half Moon Bay Review, Johnson House recommended for listing in the National Register of Historic Places. The California Historic Landmark Committee unanimously voted to recommend that the Johnson House, originally built in 1853, be added to the National Register of Historic Places. This historic structure will be listed on the roll call of the tangible reminders of the history of the United States. And Half Moon Bay population hits the 5,100 mark, says the Census Bureau in their February 1973 report. The report was given to the Half Moon Bay City Council at their regular meeting. The population increase will give the city coffers an additional $5,000 in state monies. And Peeping Toms nabbed near Devil Slide. 40 people who wandered down the treacherous trails to the beach below were cited for trespassing by the sheriffs. It seems the main attraction was a number of women sunning themselves on the beach, and they were wearing nothing but a smile. Yes, we have a year that I can remember. It was to be our last year living on the mountainside in Salt Lake City, just minutes from two separate ski areas, depending on if we took Big Cottonwood or Little Cottonwood Canyon. So we skied a lot and didn't hang out at any lodge, just came back down the mountain to our own home. An open lot next door provided great tubing, and the snow in Utah is rightly called the greatest snow on earth. Now about that Masterpiece Theater, my folks discovered it right off, and Sunday night was sacred. We gathered around the TV with a big groaning board of crackers, cheese, grapes, olives, apple slices. We had strict instructions to watch quietly and not answer the phone if it rang during the one-hour program. Looking back, it was a great education in English lore with historical sagas that span the centuries. Guess it helped for running an English pub years later, being a natural thing to do. Masterpiece Theater is still going, and my folks still watch it. One change, however, they can now answer the phone by hitting the pause on the remote. If you like to hit pause on your life every now and then, come on down to Cameron's Inn, which is truly timeless. We hope to have you visit us soon at Cameron's Restaurant, Pub and Inn, and now RV Camping. This female artist only charted twice on the top 40 in her lifetime, but in the late summer of 1973, she was doing great with this million-dollar seller from the movie The Poseidon Adventure. Here's Maureen McGovern and The Morning After.
There's got to be a morning after. If we can hold on through the night, we have a chance to find the sunshine. Let's keep on looking for the light. Oh, can't you see the morning after? It's waiting right outside the storm. Why don't we cross the bridge together and find the place that's safe and warm? It's not too late, we should be giving. Only with love can we climb. It's not too late.
This singer had 46 records on the top 40 charts during his career. In March of 1973, his song lasted 13 weeks on the Billboard and climbed to number one. Stevie Wonder now with You Are the Sunshine of My Life.
You are the apple of my eye. 'cause you came to my rescue. And I know that this must be heaven. How could so much love be inside of you? Sunshine of my life, yeah. That's why I'll always stay around. Mm-hmm. You are the apple of my eye. Forever you stand for. Yeah, you are the sunshine.
Until next week on the AM 1710 Time Machine, I'm Cameron Palmer. Thanks for listening.
Stay tuned for Keeping Pace with Your Health with Neighborhood Radio Health Editor Sue Pace and sponsored by the Dentistry of Dr. Ray Shepherd, where they bring your smile to life. Keeping Pace with Your Health coming right up.
Hello, this is Nancy Arruda, owner of Coastside Books, 432 Main Street, downtown Half Moon Bay. I would like to spend a minute to share with you what's happening at Coastside Books. If you have not been into Coastside Books recently, you are in for a treat. New book inventory is arriving daily, including used and rare book finds. We have added specialty children's toys and games to complement our children's book section. We'd also like you to know that seniors 65 and older receive 10% discounts on the first Wednesday of every month. Credentialed teachers get a 20% discount on all children's books purchased for classroom use, and we also offer discounts for local book clubs. Coastside Books is a unique bookstore with titles you won't find elsewhere. Coastside Books is located downtown at 432 Main Street. Visit us on the web at www.coastsidebooks.com.
This is Keeping Pace with Your Health, brought to you by the Dental Office of Dr. Ray Shepherd, located at 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. And now, Sue Pace, RN and Neighborhood Radio Health Editor.
Hello, neighbors and listeners on the web. Today I'd like to bring to your attention some of the dangers of sleep disorders. In addition to the obvious dangers of falling asleep at the wheel or not performing at your peak because of daytime sleepiness, prolonged sleep deprivation can have serious consequences. According to the American Heart Association, emerging research suggests that anyone who suffers from sleep deprivation may be at increased risk of developing cardiovascular disease, including heart attack and stroke. Let me explain four common sleep problems and how they might pose a threat to your heart health. First of all, insufficient sleep. Most healthy adults need 7 to 8 hours of sleep in order to feel well and function their best. People who habitually get less sleep generally feel tired and irritable and often have problems with concentration and memory. Research studies suggest that short sleepers may be courting a heart attack, according to specialists in sleep disorders. For example, the Nurses' Health Study found that the risk of heart attack in women who sleep 5 or fewer hours a day on a regular basis is significantly higher than that of women who sleep a full night. Experts say insufficient sleep exerts its damaging effects in a variety of ways. Lack of sleep causes a rise in levels of two hormones, adrenaline, known as the fight-or-flight hormone, and cortisol, the so-called stress hormone. In addition, normal nighttime drops in heart rate and blood pressure don't occur in those who aren't sleeping as long as they should. As a result, the body remains in a state of arousal, preventing deep, restorative sleep. More on this topic after this message from Dr. Ray Shepherd.
February is Children's Oral Health Month. Donna is a hygienist at Dr. Shepherd's office.
Children's Oral Health Month. What does that mean? It means time to take a good look at how healthy your children's teeth are, their gums are, and just the general condition of their mouth. This is a time to take your child to the dentist if they haven't been in 6 months, or on your own by just basically getting them to open up their mouth and have a look. Is your child brushing their teeth every day? Are they brushing along the gum line? Are they brushing inside, outside, and on the biting surfaces? Children do get germs between their teeth that can cause cavities or gum disease. Even at the age 3, they can be taught to floss and be helped to floss every day. And remember, February is Children's Oral Health Month. At Dr. Shepherd's office, we are children-friendly.
The Dental Office of Dr. Ray Shepherd, 890 Main Street, phone 726-3355. Dr. Ray Shepherd.
Where we bring your smile to life.
Today I've been talking about some of the common sleep disorders and the potential for health issues. Insomnia is generally defined as a chronic inability to fall or stay asleep, and it's the most common sleep disorder. 54% of Americans experience insomnia one or more days of the week. Some cases of insomnia are caused by an underlying physical ailment, and some cases by anxiety or depression. Insomnia affects the body the same way that insufficient sleep does. You can get into a vicious cycle. If you don't get enough sleep, you may feel tired and eat more than you should to try to get more energy. Then you may feel too tired to engage in regular physical activity, and as a result, you may gain weight, you may develop high blood pressure, and other risk factors for cardiovascular disease. Another sleep disorder that is serious is obstructive sleep apnea. It's characterized by repeated breathing pauses during sleep and excess tissue blocking the airway. In some cases, the excess tissue may be swollen tonsils or adenoids. In others, it may be fat deposits in the upper airway collapsing into the back of the throat. People with obstructive sleep apnea often snore loudly, and they wake up gasping for breath. Well, when breathing stops, there's less oxygen and more carbon dioxide in the blood. This causes blood vessels to constrict, which raises blood pressure. Overall, obstructive sleep apnea may be a factor in the development of cardiovascular disease. Another cause of sleeping problems is restless leg syndrome. As many as 12 million Americans experience unpleasant, tingly sensations in their legs when they lie down to sleep, which triggers a need to keep moving or jerking their legs. So is chronic lack of sleep a risk factor for cardiovascular disease? Well, research on sleep and this risk is actually relatively new, and additional studies are needed to gather more data to conclusively link specific sleep disorders with cardiovascular problems. In the meantime, though, effective treatment for sleep disorders depends on the underlying cause. If you're having problems sleeping, proper diagnosis and treatment are the first steps towards improving your sleep. Your primary care doctor can refer you for a sleep study for diagnosis. On the next show, I'll discuss some practical ways to help you sleep better. So neighbors, sleep well, stay well, and until next time, here's to your good health.
You have been listening to Keeping Pace with Your Health with host Sue Pace, brought to you by the Dental Office of Dr. Ray Shepherd, located at 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. If you have suggestion topics for the program, call 453-4000 or email us at health@neighborhoodradio.info.
Christopher O'Donnell, the man from Down Under, is host of Neighborhood Classifieds. Even if you don't have something to buy or sell, he is guaranteed to bring you a smile and a chuckle. Neighborhood Classifieds is coming right up.
My name is Marty. I live in El Granada, and I love coming to Calvary Chapel. I've known Calvary Chapel for years, very grounded in the Word, and I just adore Chuck Smith and his surfing background.
First name is Richard. My thoughts on Calvary Chapel, they teach a good theology that's understandable to all, based solely on the Bible. The people here, they're all walks of life. Some know more about the Bible than others, but everyone wants to learn. And this is why we enjoy fellowship together.
Calvary Chapel is located at 436 Prisma, right on the corner of Kelly. We can be reached by phone at 726-7978, or you can visit our website at www.cchmb.org. You can also check us out on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube.
We love Calvary Chapel!
Neighborhood Classifieds are on the air. Buying or selling, lost and found, garage sales, neighbor-to-neighbor services, all this and more. And now your host for Neighborhood Classifieds, Christopher O'Donnell.
Classifieds and our local merchants have much in common.
Classifieds here on AM 1710 have been able to offer free ads to our listeners for over 2 years now. And I want to bring to your attention that these no-charge ads have been appreciated by our local retail outlets. I was told recently by a sales associate in one of our wine outlets that his store benefited from the sale of a rather elaborate wine rack through our classifieds because the buyer of the rack mentioned he has stocked that rack from the choices at this wine store. Now, that is a bit of a round robin, but we got there and all of us are happy. The wine merchant, the buyer of the rack, and me here at AM 1710 for getting the ball rolling. I remind you, I have on my current available list antique cameras, guitar lessons, a quality real wood writing desk. Well, the desk doesn't actually write, you use it to write on. And fine, one-of-a-kind jewelry by Kenyatta Cove resident Roberta Gelt. She'll also produce custom work in silver for you from your design. For all of these available items and services, call me here at 453-4000 and I will put you in contact with the appropriate person. Food for thought time. Take advantage of rebates. The manufacturer is betting that you won't. As a matter of fact, very few people do. If no warranty time is mentioned when buying an item, in California, it is 1 year. Even for a stick of gum, it's the law. Bottled water. Unless you live in an area of poor quality water, it's a waste of money. Case closed. Make time for fitness. Go on. You know, sitting around for long periods is not good. Stop it. Get up. Hey, I'm not your dad, but your dad would be proud of you if you at least walked around the house 3 times. And I mean around the house outside. Okay, so now you're exhausted, somewhat depressed, because you know you need to look after yourself and you are lazy. Well, surely you can get your laugh box working when I ask you as to what do you call a pig that does karate? Well, of course, he'd be called a pork chop. I did it to you again, didn't I? Okay, I'm Christopher O'Donnell. Cheers, mate.
Neighborhood Classifieds is a regular feature of Neighborhood Radio. To have your free classifieds put on the radio, call 453-4000 or email us classifieds@neighborhoodradio.info.
Guess who? Jason here for Phil's Tire Pros and Auto Care, 422 Parisima Street, downtown Half Moon Bay. Did you know that Phil's has been family-owned and operated since 1981? We have a reputation for honest and professional service, and we will not talk you into buying something you don't need. The safety of you and your vehicle is our number one concern. Good work at a fair price is what we're all about. Visit us online at www.philstirepros.com and check out our great money-saving coupons. Got car questions? Phone us at 726-5153. Drive safe. See you soon.
Phil's Tire Pros has you covered with the name brand tires you trust at the lowest prices guaranteed. Like Michelin, the number one choice of premium car manufacturers because of their precise and perfect feel. Phil's Tire Pros. Installing peace of mind.
If I could talk to the animals.
It's time for Pet Patrol. Everything that pertains to our pets and animals.
Welcome to another edition of Pet Patrol. I'm Krista Livingston, the owner of Kibbles and Gifts, and your host for today's show. I'd like to talk about something that affects many of our older kitties, kidney disease. One of the signs of kidney problems is drinking a lot of water. Lots of urine in the litter tray is another thing to watch out for. These can also be signs of diabetes, also a common disease in cats. This is why it's very important to take your kitty to the vet if you suspect any problem. Get an exam and have blood work done. As a side note, it's a good idea to have blood work done for your kitties every year once they reach 8 to 10 years. If your kitty is diagnosed with kidney disease, one of the first decisions you will have to make is what to feed. it's important to reduce protein and especially phosphorus in the diet. There are several prescription diets you can get from your vet. While I'm not a fan of these due to byproducts and chemicals they contain, they are an option. I will say that if your kitty is very old, I wouldn't worry about inferior ingredients. With a very old pet, often treating symptoms is more important than long-term effects of food or medication for that matter. You can look online and find websites that have lists of commercial foods low in protein and phosphorus. Luckily, there are kind people out there who have done the research and are willing to share it. You won't find any pet store food that's as low in phosphorus and protein as the prescription diets. Because the prescription diets are very low in protein, therefore less palatable, some cats won't eat it. That's why it's good to have many foods to choose from. Regardless of what brand cat food you choose, here's the most important thing. Try to switch your kitty to a wet diet. By this I mean canned food or a homemade diet. You need to try to get as much moisture into your kitty as possible, and food is a good way to do it. In fact, my kitties with kidney problems not only eat canned food, I add water to it as well. Omega-3 fatty acids can also be added to the food. This helps reduce inflammation in the kidneys and increase blood flow. The most common source of omega-3s is from cold water fish, salmon, sardine, cod liver. Cats generally love the taste of fish oil, which is a plus. There are no medications that I'm aware of that treat kidney disease. The only thing you can do is use diet, supplements, and fluid therapy to slow the process of the disease. Administering subcutaneous fluids to your cat often becomes necessary as the disease progresses. This helps take some strain off the kidneys and hydrates your kitty. Subcutaneous fluids are given with an IV bag and by sticking a needle under the skin. It sounds hard, but your vet or pet sitter can show you how to do it. You may find that your kitty starts throwing up more than usual. This is caused by a buildup of uremic toxins. Believe it or not, you can give your cat Pepcid AC. This helps a lot. Your vet will tell you how much to give. Herbs can help with the blood flow in the kidneys as well. Even Western vets sometimes recommend the use of herbs. One of our store kitties, Katie, who is 19, was just diagnosed with kidney disease. We give her Kitty KD by Hilton Herbs every day along with Pepcid. It seems to be helping. Unfortunately, Kitty refuses to eat canned food. She only wants dry. My vet told me they've done studies proving it's better for a cat to eat any kind of food rather than barely eating a prescription diet or wet food. Cats can develop secondary anemia when they have kidney disease. Kitty may need injections periodically of a medication to boost the red cell count. This will help with anemia. Why do so many elderly cats end up with kidney problems? I have a theory. Cats are actually desert animals originally. This means they should be getting most of their moisture from their food. This is probably why most cats drink so much less water than dogs. It's not in their genetic makeup to drink a lot. And what do most of us feed our kitties? Dry food? In the past, we were told it was better for their teeth. That's a fallacy. Most vets nowadays recommend a moist diet for cats. All my cats at home are either on a raw diet or a canned diet for my girls with kidney problems. At the store, Kismet is on a raw diet, Kingston will eat only Waruva canned food, and Katie Wysong dry. Unfortunately, if our store kitties want dry food and we don't give it to them, they just break into bags of food, and of course it's usually a 40-pound bag of dog food. One last point about kidney disease, which may seem unrelated. Many old cats develop hyperthyroidism. An overactive thyroid actually helps push blood through the kidneys faster. You may find if you start treating hyperthyroidism, kidney problems pop up. Sometimes it's a fine balancing act, treating one disease, but not too much so the kidneys don't suffer. I hope this helps all of you and your kitties. Keep an eye on them, especially the old ones. This is Krista Livingston with Pet Patrol.
If I could talk to the animals.
Pet Patrol is a regular feature of Neighborhood Radio. If you have an animal-related announcement, just call us at 453-4000 or email us pets@neighborhoodradio.info.
Coastside Carousel, featuring the music of our local singers and musicians on the Coastside, is just minutes away. Stay tuned for Coastside Carousel.
Attention all parents, attention. Our new neighbor, the United Studios of Self-Defense, recently opened in the Straw Flower Village Shopping Center beside Safeway, invites youngsters to a karate camp to learn the skills of martial arts and basic concepts of self-defense, along with the opportunity to make friends, all the while improving their health, confidence, and self-discipline, traits to be appreciated now and in the future. Classes will be presented by Chief Instructor and Owner of United Studios of Self-Defense, Cherie England, in June and July, with registration closing on February 29. Thus, we suggest you sign up soon. This unique summer karate camp is truly worth your consideration. The youth of today make our leaders of tomorrow. For your due diligence, the studio's website is www.ussd.halfmoonbay.com or chat with Mrs. England or a staff member at 712-8891. An ideal summer camp with high ideals.
On the carousel. On the carousel.
Coastside Carousel. The show devoted to spotlighting the groups and artists that make up our local musical entertainment community.
Coastside Carousel is brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Cameron's. Good food and good times for the entire family. And now your host for Coastside Carousel, Christopher O'Donnell.
Coastside Carousel, AM 1710, is on the air again. Carousel is designed to promote local artists. Those who know this station well, we've had some unusual groups, unusual bands, individuals. And today is no different. In the studio, I have Hubert Emerson and Sahar Miller. And listeners, you're in for a treat. Their band is called the Grow Wiser Band. And I'm glad you're both here. Hello, Hubert.
Fine, thank you.
Basic format. Very simple for you, simple for me. Tell us about the Grow Wiser Band. Tell us about Hubert Emerson. And in moments, listeners, I'll have Sahar on the mic as well. Tell us about Hubert Emerson.
I am originally from Belize. I came to the United States 40 years ago, decided to live here in the Northern America. I worked for quite a while. I started playing music about 15 years ago, and I wanted to be different. I wanted to do something that doesn't sound like the standards that have been going on. So I started the Grow Wiser Band.
That name, Grow Wiser, what's the background to the name?
I started on the Fisherman's Wharf where people buy too much.
Buy too much?
Buy more than they can eat.
Oh, you mean food-wise?
Food-wise, and they'd throw it away. And so I realized that I have to do something about it because right in front of me there's 20 to 50 bread bowls on the ground per hour. So I wrote the song, Grow Wiser If You Can. The food you throw away, someone is dying for today. And it's effective. They are, somehow stop throwing it away in front of me in the garbage. They walk a little farther down to look to see if
they still throw it away.
Yeah,
they don't do it around you.
They're looking to see if I'm looking, and then they trash it. There's so many other things that is, you know, related to growing wiser. And I constantly try to write my music and my songs to accentuate the idea of being conscious that life is fragile and people are out there that is heavily in need.
Good
so
for you,
that's how I came up with the Grow Wiser Band.
Have you always been at the Wharf? Did you do anything earlier in life? Where did you start? Where did you come from? How did you get into music itself?
It's a long story. I'm from Belize. I ex-British Honduras, for those who are not familiar with the Belize. I lived in Belize until I was about 19, and it was a small country. I wanted to move around, so I decided to come to the United States.
Were you playing music in Belize?
No, not much. Little, you know, street side, singing in the backyard under the mango tree. And
just like it sounds, you really did.
Yeah. And I came to the United States, and I worked as a mechanic for a long time, and in 1995, I had a divorce, and I decided, well, you know, I'm just going to change my life totally, and I'm going to do something totally out the box. And that was music. I took a trip to the Fisherman's Wharf, living from Marin. I decided to go to the Fisherman's Wharf, and I saw people just playing the guitars and blowing their saxophone and having a good time and making money. So yeah,
good combination.
Yeah. So I decided, yeah, you know, I am going to give that a shot. Mind you, I didn't know how to play a keyboard, organ, nothing.
And you couldn't read music?
No, I couldn't read music. I still can't read music. You know, I decided I'm going to do this anyway. People told me, hey, Mr. Emerson, you sound good. Your voice is great. You should do a CD. You should try to get involved with the music world a little more aggressively.
And lo and behold, you did.
And I decided to pursue it a little stronger.
All right.
And it worked out.
That was then. What is now? What are you doing currently?
Currently, we're playing all over. You know, I don't miss a gig. I do a gig anywhere, anytime, almost at any price, just for the love of doing it.
Mm-hmm. Music is the passion. It's not
the music is mostly a passion.
Yes.
'Cause it is paying off, so I don't have to worry about, you know, is it going to work out at the end of the month? I do enough playing.
So you pay the bills.
To pay the bills, yeah. We also work in the Fisherman's Wharf Monday through Thursday. Friday, we usually go inside. Inside meaning a nightclub or a hotel. Private parties. There are several different activities that we do music-wise.
What do you call yourself, Hubert? What type of music? The music I will be playing for our listeners, I expect, or I feel, does really highlight what you do, but I wasn't able to put you into a box. I heard a reggae sound, certainly a lot of blues, a little bit of a troubadour, a message man. What do you call yourself? What are you?
Well, you know, I've been asked that question throughout the years since I've been doing this, and I can't give you an answer for that. I mean, it's something that I feel in my heart. I do it. I sit down and I write it, and I try to relate it to my professional musicians, you know, mm-hmm. and they listen to it. Sahar Miller, my partner of 9 years, musical partner that is, he got in a little in tune with what I'm doing and supported with our horns.
Cool.
And I incorporate other musicians here and there.
Well, talking about Miss Miller, let's bring her on now. Listeners, I want you to meet Sahar Miller, and that's spelled S-A-H-A-R, Sahar Miller. And she's she blows a good saxophone. Thank you for coming, Sahar.
Thank you.
Tell us about you. He just told us the connection, but let's go back to you individually. How did you get started in the music world?
Well, I started out on saxophone. Everybody always asks me, why did you choose a saxophone? And I always say it's kind of worthy of a story, but it's not really one. When I was in high school, I said to my mom, I would like to play the saxophone. I thought it'd be interesting, and I really liked it. So I played throughout high school. And then when I went to college, I'm from here, from Oakland, went to college in New York, was mostly focused on academics, but I still was able to, there were a lot of good music programs there when I was going to school. So I studied with some great people and got more serious about it. And then after graduation, I decided I really want to do this and see if I can make it. So I ended up coming back home and focusing on music. So I, you know, started going to jam sessions, trying to play out, and, you know, just kind of stuck with it there.
Do you still have the original saxophone?
Oh, that's a good question. Not the original one I started in high school, but once I told my mom I was real serious about it, I was probably about 18. I was so appreciative. She bought me this really the best horn at the mm-hmm. time. I still have that one. That's my tenor. And it's a great horn. Let's do that one.
Well, we certainly highlight you on the bridge here today, so we'll be listening to you play that. Mm. Give me some of the highlights of working with this Hubert Emerson guy. What do you like about it?
Oh, it's been great. I mean, we work well together, and I've learned a lot. The exposure has been great. Worked with a lot of different musicians over the years. Coming from learning in a more academic setting, being in school and learning, and then coming and playing with Emerson, the music is more, it's definitely about heart and feeling, and trying to get in touch with that part of the music for myself has been a journey, and I'm still on it. What music really is about to me, it's not about the academic, mm-hmm. it's not about being able to read or any of that. It's about really, that's how people started playing music from
yes,
the soul.
Yes, of course.
It's been good.
Well, let's get to the music. Let's not waste any more time. I want to hear Hubert Emerson and Sahar Miller. It comes from their album called Tears of God. And I'll bring Hubert back in just a moment after we play the music. But I do want to remind you that Carousel, it's been sponsored now for quite some weeks, and it should be brought to your attention at this point in our show. So allow me a few words directed to those of you listeners who may not yet have visited Cameron's Restaurant Pub and Inn, now with camping and RV facilities. We here at AM 1710 invite you to take the time to pull off Highway 1, just south of town, where you see that red pub building on the west side, and be ready for a treat to delight in the eclectic interior. The Nicks and the Knacks of collections over the years by owner Cameron Palmer. The amazing beer can wall. Yes, a wall of beer cans. That's all I'll tell you. I don't want to spoil the surprise. How about the hat collection, the poster collection, and on and on. It's a local museum of sorts with international appeal. And by the way, all of this surrounds a place for good food and good beverages. So check their website, www.cameronsinn.com, or phone 726-5705. Cameron's, your home away from home. And now to the music of Hubert Emerson and Sahar Miller from their album Tears of God.
Off the shelf, would look us in the eyes as she smiled and said, "You don't have to be religious to know what this book says. You do unto others as you would like them to do to you. Decisions that you make, the things that you do, will come back on you. Well, that book is not in school anymore. They took it out so long ago. Now there's drugs and harm and guns at the door. When they took that book with the golden rule and put it out of the schools, they're not safe anymore. We'll be right back.
tell me, baby, that you're gonna have to let me go. You said that you've got a fine love of your own, and you won't be coming home. Well, girl, what was I supposed to do? Honey, you knew that I was so in love with you. I went out and found a friend. I thought that I would lose my mind, worry all the time. You knew that I was afraid to be alone. Girl, I wanted you right here at home. But I knew that I was losing again. I went and found a friend. I thought that I would lose my mind, worry all the time.
Hubert, thank you. Thank you so much for your music. Sahar, what a saxophone you've got going. I'm very, very pleased to have been able to hear your music, and this will last for a full week. So heads up, listeners, 24/7 on www.neighborhoodradio.info and on your AM dial at 1710. But Hubert, last few words before you go. How can I come by your music? Tell me about upcoming gigs, and I want to get more of it. You got a website? Let's hear all that information.
On the 3rd and 4th of March, we'll be at the Mucky Duck in Monterey.
Mucky
Duck? The Mucky Duck, yeah. But let me tell you, I took a special trip out there.
To check it out.
It better
be good. Right.
Right.
All right, so the Mucky Duck in Monterey. Again, what date?
That's the 3rd and 4th of March.
Of March, right.
We'll be there 4 to 6 on Saturday. And we'll be there from 2 until 9 on Sunday.
And where else? You play in the city, you said.
We play in the city on the Fisherman's Wharf, Pier 45, the Cannery Building on Jefferson and Leavenworth.
Okay.
And you can also find us at the Zingari Restaurant in the Dinotello Hotel.
Okay. Now, what about coming back for local folk that want to see you? Will you be to do the festival again, the Pumpkin Festival?
We sure will. We'll be back on the Pumpkin Festival show in October.
October?
October.
And one final question. Do you have a website?
Yes, I have a website. It's growwiser.com.
Let's spell that, please.
GROWISER. Grow Wiser. I've got something to say, too. At this Mucky Duck show coming up in March, I'll be giving away. I have my little boy, 5-year-old, playing the drums like you won't believe. Egan Dixon O.
Egan.
Egan Dixon. Oh, yes.
All
right. I'll be giving away 10 of his videos.
Very cool.
For the first 10 people that shows up in the first set of the day.
All right. And once again, Mucky Duck in Monterey.
The Mucky Duck in Monterey. Right. And if you could quote my son, Egan Dixon, oh,
right,
you'll get my attention.
Is this on the net somewhere? I can see more of these dates?
Yes, they sure are. They're on my website. You could go again to growwiser.com.
Very good.
And you'll find me, Sahar Miller, and the Grow Wiser Band.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah.
I've got a smile on my face. I'm so glad that both of you came in to our studio. And once again, listeners, this is from their album Tears of God, Hubert Emerson and saxophone player Sarah Miller. Sahar Miller. I got to get that right. It's a name. Once you get it, you got it. Sahar Miller. One more time, I thank you both.
You're welcome.
You've been listening to Coastside Carousel. I'm your host, Christopher O'Donnell. And as usual, I wish you good music. I wish you good listening.
On the carousel. On the carousel.
You've been listening to Coastside Carousel, featuring the music and artists of our local entertainment community. For suggestions and comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us at feedback@neighborhoodradio.info.
Coastside Carousel has been brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Visit Cameron's at www.cameronsinn.com.
This is Pablo Jr. of Joe's Family Style Restaurant of Half Moon Bay. It's a new year, and we at Joe's wish you the very best. But there are some things that will not be new in 2012. You are going to receive the same great food and same great service that has made Joe's Family Style Restaurant one of the favorites for Coastsiders and visitors. We have a variety of great dishes that will continue to please you in the new year. Pasta, fish, steak, and veal are just some of the meal types waiting to delight you. Remember also that Joe's is always known for hearty breakfasts, tasty lunches, and a variety of great dinner items. All of us at Joe's look forward to serving you in the near future. See you soon.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore.
Joe's is your neighborhood restaurant.
Joe's is located on Highway 1, just south of the entrance to Ocean Colony.
Hey, this is Rob Gaskill, superintendent for the Cabrillo Unified School District. And if you want to earn a good grade for keeping up with community news and information, this is the place, AM 1710 Neighborhood Radio.
The bargains are back at the Thrift Store. The Thrift Store at 515 Kelly Avenue in Half Moon Bay exists to help the seniors of the coast side. Help the seniors have a better quality of life, one so well deserved, because your purchases go towards programs of worth, programs to enrich their lives. Wouldn't you like to be a part of the Thrift Store's goal? Rather than wax on about such a poignant subject in these economic times, suffice it to say that the Thrift Store operates solely on your donations. So bring some in, take some superb bargains home. You'll help them as you help yourself. Listen carefully. Their hours are 10 to 4, noon to 4 on Sundays, close Tuesdays and Wednesdays. If you missed that already, then phone them at 726-6543. Come visit the Thrift Store, 515 Kelly Avenue in the seaside village of Half Moon Bay.